Well, let's hop on the horse and give it another ride in this rodeo. The fourth game of the day here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. The final game of the day. This one matches up Dort College against Oak Hills Christian. The Dort College defenders come into today's contest 6-9 overall. Oak Hills Christian still looking for that first win of the year. They are 0-13. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Piker. I'll be describing the action to you from courtside and game number four. We've got three in the books. In the women's contest earlier today, it was Dort College defeating Viterbo. Northwestern dropped Friends by 30-plus. The Northwestern men, a winner over Mayville State. That one ended up being in that 20-point range in the 90s to the 70s. We'll get those particulars to you at halftime as we fill some time. We're going to get started just a little bit earlier than anticipated as the Dort College defenders and Oak Hills Christian Wolfpack get set for play. Let's tell you about this Wolfpack team. They're scoring 55 points per game. They've allowed 97 points per contest. Teams are out-rebounding them 55.2 to 28, and they hold a 51-30 shooting percentage advantage. The Wolfpack is converting 27% of its three-point shots, and teams are converting 39% of their shots against them. Mo Blackman scores 13.3 points per game with 4.2 rebounds. Duke Abalos has a 9.8 points per game average. Michael Wolf scores 6.8, and Bernacci Dismond adds 6.1 points per contest. Now, I will be honest, this is a different-looking lineup than we anticipated for Oak Hills Christian. There is no Mo Blackman in the lineup, at least in the starting five. And there is no Bernacci Dismond in the starting lineup or Deshaun Lowry. We'll wait and see if those players play through the course of this evening's contest. Here are the starters for today's contest. First of all, for the Dort College defenders, under Coach Ross Dama, they will start number one, Andrew O'Donnell, a 6'3 junior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 7.4 points per game. Alec Henriksen wears number three. He's a 6'2 sophomore from Spirit Lake, averaging 13.5 points per contest. Number four is Marcus Winterfeld, a 6'5 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 8.1 points per game. Chad Barkema is a 6'5 freshman from Sioux Falls, averaging 4 points per outing. And Taylor Feenster rounds out the starting five for the defenders. He is averaging 7.7 points per game. He's a 6'7 junior from Hull, Iowa. Couple notable openings in the starting lineup for the Dort College defenders. Not in uniform tonight, Dalton Franken. He is nursing, sounds like a little bit of a nagging injury. He is not going to play tonight. A 19 points per game average for the 6'5 junior from Atlantic. He is not in uniform this evening. And also not in uniform and not here this evening is Leighton Sampson, 6'5 junior from Worthington, Minnesota. He is not with the team due to breaking team and school rules. He is not in uniform or in the gym here this evening. So those notable vacancies in the Dort College starting lineup. And the Dort College defenders will be jumping it up. Doing the honors for Dort College will be Marcus Winterfeld. And we are underway. The opening tip controlled by the defenders. Henriksen gets it away to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, and we are underway. Pass goes right side over to Barkema. Barkema to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, and we had the shot clock didn't start. They're going to reset the shot clock. You're going to take 11 seconds off of it and bring it down to 19. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Dort College with the basketball. Henriksen gets it into O'Donnell. O'Donnell down to the baseline, and O'Donnell is tied up on the play. Alternating possession, it will be Oak Hills basketball. So Oak Hills Christian with the basketball after the Dort College defenders turn it over on the tie-up. And bringing the basketball up will be Michael Wolf. Wolf with the basketball. Wolf takes it across the timeline. He passes left side. Long three on the way, and it's money. Three-point basket by number 32, Ronnie Jackson. And Oak Hills Christian takes a 3-0 lead. 3-0 our score. That was a long three. Answering is Henriksen. His three ball is good. Alec Henriksen with a three-point basket. Good to see Alec back in action after missing a couple of games with injury. With the basketball out front is Colin Tyrone. Tyrone gets the return pass. He passes right side over to Michael Wolf. Wolf with the basketball, working against Barkema. Back over to Tyrone. Tyrone with it on the baseline. Tyrone, nothing there. Kick out pass. Two on the way. Shot no good from 12 feet. Rebound cleared by Andrew O'Donnell. Here comes Stuart College. O'Donnell into the front court. He passes off to Winterfeld. Winterfeld will cast up a three. His shot no good. Rebound taken away by Barkema. Barkema down on the baseline. Comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen sets, fires three. Good. 6 points for Alec Henriksen right out of the chute, and the North College defenders lead it 6-3. 6-3 our score. Michael Wolf with the basketball on the right side. Wolf gives it up to Aiden Guthrie. Aiden Guthrie in the lane. His fadeaway from five is good. Aiden Guthrie with a two-point basket, and the North College defenders lead 6-5. 6-5 our score. O'Donnell passes left side over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld to Barkema. Barkema gives it underneath to Feenstra. Feenstra comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen dumps it off for Feenstra. Feenstra in traffic. His shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. And going to the free throw line will be Dort College's Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra, 71% free throw shooter. He also is seeing his first action in quite some time, his first game action. Sounded like he was really close to playing right before the Christmas break, and then we had that game with Concordia snowed out. That'll be made up 1 week from this evening. First free throw is up and good, so a free throw for Taylor Feenstra, and another one on the way. Second free throw on the way for Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra's free throw is up and good, so Taylor makes both free throws, and the North College defenders lead it 8-5. 8-5 our score. Oak Hills Christian, Duke Avalos with the basketball. Avalos on the left wing. Avalos looks for Guthrie, instead gives it off to Wolf. Wolf with the basketball on the left side. Wolf drops it inside for Guthrie. Guthrie off of the glass, good. Aiden Guthrie with 4 points, and the North College defender lead is 8-7. 8-7 our score. O'Donnell passes right side Henriksen. Henriksen's pass is deflected, taken away by Avalos. Avalos with it on the left side. Picks up his dribble, comes to Tyrone. Tyrone with the basketball. Colin Tyrone on the left wing. Colin Tyrone, he'll set it up, middle of the floor. Pass left side over to Wolf. Wolf with the basketball for Oak Hills Christian. Comes back outside to Jackson. Jackson, three, no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College's Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra gets it away, right side. They get it into the corner. With the basketball is Barkema. Barkema to Henriksen. Henriksen tries to feed it to Feenstra. Feenstra tries to dump it down low to a cutting Barkema, and it's taken away by Oak Hills. Oak Hills Christian with the basketball. Guthrie. Guthrie steps into a three, and he nails it. Three-point basket for Aiden Guthrie. He's got seven, and Oak Hills Christian leads it 10-8. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR, 88.5.com. Also, KDCR 88.5, Sioux Center, Iowa. Pass by Henriksen is stolen away. Oak Hills Christian on the drive. This is Avalos. Avalos lay-in is up and through. Avalos with a two-point basket. And Oak Hills Christian takes a 12-8 lead. 12-8 our score. Winterfeld passes left side over to Henriksen. Henriksen in the left corner. Gives it up to Barkema. Barkema down to the baseline. Barkema to the cutter, O'Donnell. O'Donnell in traffic. His shot no good. Gets his own rebound back, and he's fouled on the play. And going to will not be free throws. Instead, Dort College will be inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Dort College's Alec Henriksen. Alec Henriksen to toss it in. Gets it into the right corner to O'Donnell. Spins it back over to Henriksen. Henriksen three. Left it short. No good. Rebound tipped out. Controlled by Feenstra. Over to Barkema. Barkema back over to Henriksen. Henriksen with it on the right wing. Henriksen back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell back to Henriksen. Henriksen into the corner. Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. Winterfeld, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball down to the baseline. Gets caught up in the air. Fires it back outside. Winterfeld. Winterfeld back over to Henriksen. Henriksen three on the way. Missed it short. No good. Rebound Barkema. Barkema on the rim. Its shot is good. Barkema's shot hangs on the rim and drops through. A three-point play opportunity for Chad Barkema. And the Dort College defenders trail 12-10. 12-10 our score. So 12-10 our score. Shooting the free throw is Barkema. Barkema averaging 4 points per ball game. He's got three. And the North College defenders trail 12-11. 12-11 our score. Oak Hills Christian basketball. Oak Hills Christian will walk it into the front court. They have it on the left side. This is Avalos. Oak Hills Christian, pretty short bench. They'll be using their timeouts, I would expect, judiciously, and probably using them more for rest than anything. Long pass into the front court intended for Feenstra out of his reach. It will be Oak Hills Christian basketball. So Dort College turns it over. Oak Hills Christian with the basketball. This is Wolf. Wolf lost it. Picks it back up. Gets it over to Avalos. Avalos, two-point basket is good. Duke Avalos, a 5'9 freshman from Odessa, Texas, with his second field goal. And the defenders trail 14-11. Corner three, no good. Here comes Oak Hills Christian. Oak Hills Christian with the basketball. This is Colin Tyrone. Colin Tyrone back over to Avalos. Avalos to Tyrone. Tyrone with the basketball. Comes back out front. Avalos. Avalos. Back to Tyrone. Tyrone, right side, three on the way. Left it short, no good. Missed three by Joe Weeks. Here comes Dort College. Defenders on the run. Kick out pass. Henriksen. Henriksen, three. Good. Chad Barkema finds Henriksen for an open three in the right corner, and the defenders have tied it up 14-14 with 14:22 remaining here in this first half. Driving in, shot is blocked. Barkema gets the block shot, gets the rebound, and then swiping at the ball from out of bounds was Michael Wolf. Wolf makes contact with the basketball, and he's ruled out of bounds. It will be Dort College basketball. So Dort College maintains possession of the basketball after the Barkema rebound or the block shot. Here comes O'Donnell. O'Donnell left side over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball. Winterfeld, Terpstra. Terpstra right side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell on the right wing. Comes back left side to Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball. Winterfeld, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Van Langen. Van Langen with the basketball. Fires it back outside Terpstra. Terpstra 10 to shoot on the shot clock. Missed it. No good. Rebound weak side, Van Langen. Van Langen back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell for the lead off the heel. No good. Rebound tapped, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It will be Oak Hills Christian basketball. 13:44 remaining in this first half. 14-14 our score. And into the lane is Weeks, and Weeks is fouled on the play. No. He turns it over. Travels with the basketball. It's Dort College. Dort College with the basketball. Bringing it up is O'Donnell. O'Donnell at the free throw line. Comes back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Van Langen. Van Langen over to Barkema. Barkema shot no good. Got caught up charging into the lane. No call made. A lot of contact. Shot by O'Donnell. O'Donnell's three is good. And the Dort College defenders have their first lead of the, well, since it was 6-3 at 17-14. Steal by the defenders. Terpstra with a lay-in, and Alex Terpstra gives Dort College a 2-point, a 5-point advantage at 19-14, and there's another timeout on the floor. O'Donnell nails the three moments ago. That's Dort College's fourth three of the ball game, and the defenders lead 19-14. There's a timeout charge to Oak Hills Christian. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College on defense after the 30-second timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Oak Hills Christian, Duke Avalos throwing the ball in, gets it into Tyrone. Tyrone comes back to Weeks. Weeks for the basketball, Avalos. Avalos with a spin move out of the trap. Avalos in between the circles out front, gets a screen, three to shoot. He wants to gun it up. Puts it up with the right hand. His shot no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew O'Donnell into the front court. O'Donnell into the corner. Barkema. Barkema, three ball. Got it. Chad Barkema with 6 points, and the defenders lead it 22-14. Dort College getting a little room to work with here. 12:15 remaining in the first half. Tyrone with the basketball. Tyrone picks up his dribble. Passes it off to Aiden Guthrie, and Aiden Guthrie knocks down another two. He's got nine. And he is a player that was not on any of the box scores for Oak Hills Christian in their first 13 games, so I don't know if he just became eligible. Josh Van Langen with a two-point basket, and the defenders lead it 24-16. Thus far, Guthrie has been the lone one of the bright spots for Oak Hills Christian. He's got 9 points. Oak Hills Christian, Tyrone. Tyrone on the drive. Wave off the basket. Shot won't count. And there will be a four in for the Dort College defenders. Checking into the contest, Feenstra Henriksen, Chandler Brunsting, Danny Voss, and staying on the floor is Alex Terpstra. Avalos throws the ball in, gets it in to Michael Wolf. Wolf with the basketball. Wolf to Ronnie Jackson. Ronnie Jackson to Avalos. Avalos in between the circles. Avalos gives it away. Right side now gets the return pass. Goes high post to Guthrie. Guthrie with the ball. Guthrie comes back right side. This is Ronnie Jackson. His shot from the baseline, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds. It was last touched by Dort College. It'll be Oak Hills Christian basketball. Reset the shot clock. The official is asking for the reset of the shot clock. Oak Hills Christian throw it in. And trying to throw it off of the player is Ronnie Jackson. Ronnie Jackson throws it off of the back of a player, but ends up losing it out of bounds. Dort College gets it back, leading by eight are the defenders, 24-16. Right side it goes to Henriksen. Henriksen with the ball. Henriksen to Voss. Voss to Alec. Alec back over to Danny. Danny gives it right side over to Brunsting. Brunsting on the baseline, and we've got 3 seconds in the lane, charged against the Dort College defenders. 24-16, our score. Duke Avalos brings the ball up. Avalos on the right wing. Avalos passes over to Wolf. Wolf working against Henriksen. Back outside, Guthrie. Guthrie, three, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Danny Voss. Voss into the front court. Danny passes right side over to Henriksen. Henriksen to Terp. Terpster tries to pass it off. Got caught up in the air and throws it away. Here comes Oak Hills Christian. Oak Hills Christian, three on the way by Avalos, no good. Rebound cleared by Feenstra. Outlets over to Henriksen. He's across the half-court stripe on the right side. Lob pass over the top to Terpstra. Terpstra, three-pointer, no good from the left wing. And coming back the other way, here comes Oak Hills Christian. 24-16, 10 minutes remaining in the first half. Guthrie with the basketball. Guthrie picks up his dribble. He passes it back over to Ronnie Jackson. And the ball is tipped away out of bounds. Last touch by Oak Hills Christian. It will be Dort College basketball. Oak Hills Christian turns it over. It'll be defender basketball. Henriksen. Henriksen out front. Brunsting. Brunsting to Terpstra. Terpstra out front. Back over to Henriksen. Henriksen at the free throw line. Henriksen jump stop. His 10-footer from straight on. No good. Rebound taken away by Guthrie. Guthrie to Tyrone. Tyrone with the basketball. Tyrone on the left side, driving in, puts it up off the bottom of the backboard, no good. Danny Voss playing the defense. Here comes Terpstra. Terpstra pressing the issue, kicks it out right side, Henriksen. Henriksen over to Brunsting. Brunsting, three, no good. And Taylor Feenstra is going to be called for a foul, a push called on the rebound. And that's going to be number two against the Dort College defenders. And Oak Hills Christian will inbound the basketball. Length of the floor in front of them. Ronnie Jackson takes it up. Gets it off to Avalos. Avalos on the left wide. Comes back to Tyrone. Tyrone loses his footing in the lane. Shot is up, and we've got a travel violation called against Joe Weeks. Joe Weeks travels with it from the right wing. Colin Tyrone a little bit frustrated that time. He thought he did enough to draw a foul. Looked like he lost his footing as he tried to plant. Henriksen into the front court. Alec Henriksen passes left side. They lob it down low for Feenstra. Feenstra shot in the lane, no good. And a push-off called against Marcus Winterfeld. Marcus whistled for the push on the rebound. It will be Oak Hills Christian basketball. Oak Hills Christian with the length of the floor in front of them. And bringing the basketball up is Ronnie Jackson. Jackson to Avalos. Avalos with it. Avalos on the left wing. Avalos into the corner. Guthrie. Guthrie, he's not bashful. He knocks down another two. This one from 15 feet on the left wing. And the Dort College lead is 24-18. 24-18. Winterfeld gets the ball in the middle of the lane, takes it hard to the basket, lays it up over the lip of the rim, and the defenders back up by 8, 28-6-18. Oak Hills Christian basketball. Kick out pass, Colin Tyrone. Colin Tyrone in the lane, off of the glass, soft touch, good. Colin Tyrone with a two-point basket. It's 26-20. Dort College in control. Driving the other way is Henriksen. Henriksen fouled on the drive to the hoop. Foul's going to go on Ronnie Jackson. I believe that's number three on him. So that's going to be it for Jackson for a while. Well, I think Oak Hills Christian came here with seven players in uniform. And one of them is now going to have a seat on the bench. Well, I beg your pardon. Six players in uniform. And one of them now has three fouls with 8:12 remaining. First free throw by Henriksen is good. He's got another one on the way. This one's up and good as well for Alec. Alec with 11 points today. 28-20. 8:07 remaining, first half. Oak Hills Christian basketball, Avalos. Avalos down to the baseline. Avalos cut off. He gets it away to Guthrie. Guthrie, reverse layup, shot no good. Rebound cleared out by Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball, ahead to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball on the right side, back to Henriksen. Henriksen trailing, three-pointer, no good. Rebound off of Winterfeld, out of bounds. It will be Oak Hills Christian basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics, and by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Michael Wolf with it on the left side, passes it back over to Avalos. Avalos in between the circles. Avalos to Joe Weeks. Ball taken away by Winterfeld. Winterfeld driving in with the left hand, puts it up with the right hand as he falls away from the hoop. His layup is good, and he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line and try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play and try to give Dort College their biggest lead of the ball game. Currently, they lead 30-20, pending a free throw and the old-fashioned three-point play. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Winterfeld makes the free throw for the three-point play. Shot on the way is off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Henriksen. Henriksen into the front court. Henriksen over the top for Winterfeld. Winterfeld tracking it down. Tries to fire it back in. It's off of Van Lingen's fingertips. And back we go the other way with Oak Hills Christian. Left side pass. Ball's deflected. Taken away by Barkema. Barkema has Van Lingen open. Takes it to the basket himself. Van Lingen didn't have a good angle on it. And a foul on the play called on Wolf. And that's foul number one on him. Chad Barkema will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Also by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Now, Barkema, normally a pretty reliable free throw shooter, 75% coming into the ballgame, misses them both, and Oak Hills Christian will bring it up, trailing 31-20. 31-20 our score. Oak Hills Christian with it on the left side. This is Tyrone. Colin Tyrone working against O'Donnell. Kick out pass, right side. Nothing there for Mitchell Wolf. Wolf tries to get it back over to Aiden Guthrie, and Aiden Guthrie can't hang on to it. Ball goes out of bounds, last touched by Oak Hills Christian. It will be Dort College basketball. 6:20 and counting, first half of play. They go high post to Barkema. Barkema on the elbow, comes back outside O'Donnell. O'Donnell fakes left, drives into the lane with the right hand. His layup is good. Andrew O'Donnell with 5 points. Dort College extends the lead to a baker's dozen, 33-20. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the defenders. 5 points now for Andrew O'Donnell. 6 minutes left to go. First half of play. Pass comes out front to Avalos. Avalos in between the circles, working against Henriksen. Comes back over to Wolf. Wolf with it on the left wing, working against O'Donnell. They switch. Barkema gets a hand on the ball. Guthrie comes away with it. Guthrie in between the circles. Three to shoot. Guthrie's going to put it on the floor. Take it away by Barkema. Ahead to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, one player to beat. That's Wolf. Hangs in the air. His layup is good. Andrew O'Donnell with 7 points. And the North College defenders lead it 35-20. Colin Tyrone with a basketball out front. Tyrone in between the circles. He's going to put it on the floor in traffic. And a charging foul called against Colin Tyrone. Tyrone whistled for his first personal foul. And North College will be in the bonus from here on out. That does not come into play on that offensive foul. Coming back the other way is O'Donnell. North College right now on a 9-point run. Left side it goes Winterfeld. Winterfeld gives it up. O'Donnell. O'Donnell comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen to Barkema. Barkema fails to make the reverse layup. Here's O'Donnell knocking down a three from the left wing, though. Andrew O'Donnell with 10 points. And the North College defenders on a 12-0 run, 38-20. And Oak Hills Christian has five timeouts remaining. They used one early. North College then answered with one of their own. Shot by Obelos, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Winterfeld. Winterfeld ahead to O'Donnell. To Henriksen. Henriksen to Van Lingen. Van Lingen laying good. Josh Van Lingen with 4 points. And the defenders have doubled up on Oak Hills Christian, 40-20. Let's take a break. Timeout on the floor. Charged to Oak Hills Christian. Back with more in a moment. Oak Hills Christian uses a timeout, trailing 40-20. North College in the midst of a 14-0 run. Oak Hills Christian with the basketball. Michael Wolf on the right wing. Pulls up, shoots the 17-footer, no good. Rebound is cleared by Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. Winterfeld picks up his dribble, passes over to Terpstra. Terpstra open three, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Oak Hills Christian and Obelos. 4 minutes remaining in the first half. North College leading 40-20. Oak Hills Christian, pass goes left side. On the wing is Wolf. Wolf will put up the three with a hand in his face. Unable to knock it down. Here comes Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball, driving in, dumps it off for Van Lingen. Van Lingen, basket good. Josh Van Lingen tack on another two. He's got six. North College leads 42-20. North College in the driver's seat right now. Up 42-20. Obelos, three, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by O'Donnell. Here comes North College again. O'Donnell back over to Terpstra. Into the corner, Henriksen. Henriksen, three-pointer, good. That's the fourth three of the half for Henriksen. 14 points for the ballgame. North College leading 45-20, a 19-0 run for the defenders. 3 minutes remaining. Out front with a basketball, Oak Hills Christian. This is Colin Tyrone. Ball deflected out, saved in by O'Donnell. Here comes North College. Left side, Henriksen. Henriksen driving in with the right hand. Left side, good. Alec Henriksen with another two. He's got 16, and the defenders lead 47-20. This game was 26-20. The last time Oak Hills Christian scored, they scored a basket to cut it from 26-18 down to 26-20. And answering finally is Obelos. Obelos with a two-point basket. He's got six, and the defenders lead 47-22. Pass goes down low to Van Lingen. Van Lingen post move. Kick out pass. Henriksen. Henriksen lost the handle. Picks it back up. Comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra three, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Winterfeld. Winterfeld. Short corner O'Donnell. O'Donnell back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld three from the left wing. Good. Marcus Winterfeld with another three. He's got eight, and the defenders lead 50-22. 50-22, our score, 1:55 remaining. First half of play. Colin Tyrone in between the circles out front. Passes left side over to Obelos. Obelos gives it up to Wolf. Wolf guarded there by Terpstra. Wolf, nothing there. Comes back right side Tyrone. Tyrone guarded by O'Donnell. Tapped away by O'Donnell. Coming away with it is Terpstra. Terpstra hesitates. Drops it off for Henriksen. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by the defenders. Here's Van Lingen. And Van Lingen is fouled from behind by Aiden Guthrie. Guthrie whistled for the personal foul. Van Lingen will go to the free throw line to shoot two. He's a 45% free throw shooter. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where Values Matter member FDIC. While it won't be two, it'll just be a 1-1. Also made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Then Langan misses the front end of the 1-1. And the Dort College lead remains 50-22. Tyrone with the basketball over to Wolf. Wolf, right side, Avalos. Avalos with it. Avalos working against Dort College's zone defense, it looks like. That might just be a switching man out front. This is Tyrone, and Tyrone drives into lane. Foul came before the shot. Foul called on the defenders. And that's team foul number four on Dort College. That's foul number two on Andrew O'Donnell. 50-22, Dort College leading. Pass goes into the corner to Tyrone. Colin Tyrone working against O'Donnell. Dort College goes to a trap and a jump ball called, alternating possession. It is Dort College basketball. So Colin Tyrone trapped in the corner. And Dort College forces a tie-up. Under a minute to play in the first half. Terpstra, three from the wing, is good. Alex Terpstra with the three-point bucket. He's got five. And the defenders lead it 53-22. Dort College closing the half on a 27-2 run. Steal by Terpstra. Terpstra, reverse layup, good. Alex Terpstra with a two-point basket. He's got seven now. And the defenders lead 55-22. 55-22 our score. A 29-2 run right now for the defenders. 19 seconds left. Missed three-pointer, no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra to Terpstra. Terpstra, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball free throw line. Back over to Terpstra, checks the clock, his three, shot no good, rebound taken away by Barkema, off of the glass, good. Chad Barkema with a two-point basket, Dort College leads 57-22, and that's the end of the first half. Our score, Dort College 57, Oak Hills Christian 22, Dort College closes the half on a 31-2 run to take this 57-22 advantage. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. Back with more in a moment. We're at halftime. It's 57-22. The Dort College defenders leading leading Oak Hills Christian. Dort College scores a flurry of points in the last 8-18, 31 to be exact. Oak Hills Christian limited to two over that time frame. 57-22 is where we stand at halftime. The Dort College defenders in the first half of play. 21 of 38 from the floor, 55.3%. 9 for 21 on threes, 42.9%. 6 for 9 on free throws, 67%. Dort College, probably a few too many threes for their liking. Inside the arc, Dort College 12 for 17. Dort College with a 26-10 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Oak Hills Christian 14. Dort College had 9. Individually, Aiden Guthrie leading Oak Hills Christian with 11 points. 6 for Duke Avalos, 3 for Ronnie Jackson, and 2 for Colin Tyrone. For their total of 22 points. Been a tough go of it for Oak Hills Christian. 16 points for Alec Henriksen on 5 of 9 shooting from the floor, 4 for 7 on threes. 10 points for Andrew O'Donnell. 8 points each for Marcus Winterfeld and Chad Barkema. 7 points for Alex Terpstra. 2 for Taylor Feenstra. 6 for Josh Van Langen. That's Dort College's total of 57 points. Rebounding, Andrew O'Donnell with a team-high 7. 5 for Chad Barkema, 4 for Taylor Feenstra. O'Donnell and Henriksen each have 2 assists. Chad Barkema credited with 6 assists, several of his coming on kickouts to the perimeter. He also has 3 steals in 13 minutes of play. For Oak Hills Christian, Aiden Guthrie has 3 rebounds. They only have 10 field goals. Two of them were assisted. Two steals each for Ronnie Jackson and Colin Tyrone. Ronnie Jackson limited to 7 minutes of play as he was saddled with three early fouls. Otherwise, it's been Iron Man basketball for Oak Hills Christian. Rest of their players, 19, 19, 19, and 18 minutes respectively. Joe Weeks has 15 minutes played. Oak Hills Christian, six players in uniform. It's going to be a tough go of it in the second half, and by the time tomorrow rolls around at 3 o'clock, when they are facing Northwestern, things are going to be very difficult for them, as only six people in roster are on six people in uniform. It's going to be a tough go of it, two games in 24 hours' time. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. 88.5 FM. Also live on the world, live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with what's coming up tomorrow. Right after this, this is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5. FM. Back at the DeWitt Gymnasium, it's halftime. Both teams have made their way out of the locker room. Dort College leading 57-22. Dort College all over this Oak Hills Christian team that has its share of struggles this season. Off to an 0-13 start, and they've been involved in too many like this. They're averaging 55 points per ball game, giving up on average 97 points per game. And it just has not been an easy go, but for the team out of Bemidji, Minnesota. The Dort College defenders shooting it well from the outside. And we will see what happens here in the second half. I would imagine we will see the bench extended early in the second half with a game against Mayville State looming tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock. The Dort College Christmas Classic continues tomorrow beginning at 11 o'clock in the morning, bright and early. Get your breakfast and come on over to the DeWitt for four more games. The 11 o'clock start time features Northwestern against Viterbo, and that's in women's play. Also in women's play at 1 o'clock, I think this could be a pretty good ball game. Dort College versus Friends. Dort College will have to contend with Friends' athleticism and their quickness. They were a quick and scrappy team, hung with Northwestern for a half, and then the Red Raiders just went wild, scoring over 60 points in the second half. At 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, this Oak Hills Christian team will have to face Northwestern for a third time this year. And then we wrap up the day with Dort College versus Mayville State. That is at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, bleeding into the evening. 57-22, our score. Coming up this week on KDCR, on Wednesday night, I'll be on the road with the Dort College women as they travel to Omaha to face the College of St. Mary Flames. The Dort College men will be back here at home. They'll be facing Silver Lake, and we'll have a webcast, video webcast of that available on our website, www.dort.edu/athletics. Christian Zylster will have the call of that contest, while I'll be on KDCR 88.5 FM with the men's contest. With the women's contest. Also coming up Friday night, 1 week from tonight, Dort College back into the Great Plains Athletic Conference battles as they face Concordia. And on Saturday, the Dort College defenders at home with Mount Marty. And that'll be a women's and men's doubleheader beginning at 2 o'clock. That game, 1 week from tonight, that will start at 5 o'clock. So note that start time, a 5 o'clock start time for the women, 7 o'clock start time for the men. We're about 2 minutes away from the start of the second half. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. 57-22, our score. Oak Hills Christian with the basketball. Ronnie Jackson with the basketball. Gives it up to Tyrone. Tyrone on the wing. Comes back over to Guthrie. Guthrie shot no good. Fight for the rebound. Put back is up and down for Ronnie Jackson. Jackson with five, and the Dort College defender lead is 57-24. O'Donnell passes left side over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Barkema. Barkema on the short corner. Gets caught up in the air. Passes over to Winterfeld. Now Henriksen drops it off underneath Feenstra. Feenstra off of the glass. Good. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. Taylor Feenstra with 4 points and a free throw on the way, making the three-point play possible. 59-24. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Van England Hovet Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Dort College leads 60-24. Dort College leading by 36. Ball deflected. Abalos picks it up. Now looking for a pass. Comes back over to Guthrie. Guthrie three. Good. Aiden Guthrie with 14 points. It's 60-27. Dort College in front. Winterfeld with it. Winterfeld into Barkema. Barkema from 10. Right side. Good. Chad Barkema. Right side of the lane. Knocks down the short jumper. And Barkema with 10 points. Continuing his strong play here this evening. Well, for this Dort College team, moving forward beyond tonight and into the heart of the Great Plains Athletic Conference season, if they're going to have some success, they're going to have to get some offense out of Barkema, and they're also going to have to get some more offense out of Marcus Winterfeld. Dort College leading 62-26. Right side pass over to Henriksen. Back to Barkema. Barkema puts it up in traffic, and he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Ploym Publishing, for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra at Sioux Center, 722-0101. Barkema makes one of two free throws. Two for five. And the defenders lead 63-26. Pass goes left side. Nothing there for Ronnie Jackson. Three on the way, no good. Rebound cleared by Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball. Henriksen to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound back. Puts it up. No good. Barkema had a hand on it. Comes back to Feenstra. Feenstra scrapping for it. Three players around him. And finally taking it away is Abalos. Abalos with the basketball. Abalos. Left side. And knocking down the three is Ronnie Jackson. Jackson with eight. Dort College leads 63-29. Comes back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld catches his three. Top of the key is good. Nobody matched up with him. He knocks it down. He's got 11. Dort College leads 66-29. 66-29. Abalos, floater from the baseline. Good. Abalos with a two-point bucket. He's got eight. 66-31. Back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Feenstra. Feenstra, nothing there. Kick out. Winterfeld. Winterfeld, three. Top of the key. Good. Marcus Winterfeld with his third three. He's got 14. The defenders lead 69-31. Reverse layup is up and good. Count the hoop. Michael Wolf driving from the right baseline. Puts it up with the right hand on the reverse layup. And Dort College leads 69-33 pending the free throw. Free throw on the way for Michael Wolf, and Wolf makes it. 69-34, our score. Pass goes left side over to Terpstra. Terpstra on the wing. Terpstra, Brunsting. Brunsting back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, three, no good. Rebound taken on by Barkema. Shot no good. Rebound Van Langen. Van Langen off of the glass. Good. Josh Van Langen with eight. Dort College leads 71-34. 16:20 remaining in regulation. And we've got a foul called on the perimeter against the Dort College defenders. Foul charge to Alex Terpstra. It's his first. Pass goes left side over to Tyrone. Tyrone in the lane. His shot no good. Rebound Van Langen. Outlets over to Brunsting. Here comes Chandler. Chandler Brunsting on the left side. Picks up his dribble. Passes back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell right side. Barkema. Barkema baseline jumper. Missed it. No good. there for the rebound, and the putback, though, has been Langen. His shot no good. O'Donnell up after the rebound, has it ripped away, and here comes Ronnie Jackson. Jackson, floater from the left side, is good. Ronnie Jackson with 10, and the defender lead is 71-36. 71-36, our score, Barkema. Barkema on the right wing, comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it up left side, back over to Terpstra. Terpstra feeds it down low to Langen. They double team him, back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, kick out pass, three on the way. Terpstra, his shot no good. There for the rebound and the putback of Langen, no good. Rebound cleared by Ronnie Jackson. Jackson brings it up. Ronnie Jackson across half court. Ronnie Jackson on the left side, and this is Abalos. Abalos to Jackson. Jackson to Wolf. Wolf to Jackson. Jackson, the floater, shot no good. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It will be. It'll be Oak Hills Christian basketball. Inbounding, Wolf. So 71-36, our score. They reset the shot clock. Pass goes to Tyrone. Tyrone driving in with the left hand. It's good. Colin Tyrone with 4 points, and the defender lead is 71-38. Comes back to Danny Voss. Voss to Terpstra. Terpstra, right side three. Good. Alex Terpstra with a three. He's got 10, and the defender's lead 74-38. 74-38, our score. Ross Cooper in the ballgame for the defenders at the last break. Now Zach Bussard's going to check into the contest for the defenders. Zach Bussard checks in. Josh Van Langen will check out. 14:24 remaining. Pass comes in. On the left side with the basketball is Ronnie Jackson. Jackson with 7 points here in the second half. Tyrone loses it. It's taken away. Danny Voss with a steal. Back over to Terpstra to Cooper. Cooper with the left hand. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the play, and Ross will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Joe's TV and Appliance Service. You know, guaranteed by Joe. Featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, and by Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Ross Cooper, a 6'3 sophomore from Applington, Iowa, averaging 1.1 points per ballgame. Makes it a 75-38 ballgame. Makes one of two, does the left-hander. And the North College defenders lead 75-38. 75-38, our score. Out front with the basketball is Ronnie Jackson. Ronnie Jackson, nothing there. Back over to Aiden Guthrie. Aiden Guthrie fading away. His shot off the back iron, no good. Here comes Danny Voss. Doesn't have the numbers. Feeds into the corner, Cooper. Cooper underneath Bussard. Bussard, reverse layup. Shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Oak Hills Christian. Oak Hills Christian with the basketball. And Oak Hills Christian trailing 75-38. Colin Tyrone into the lane, and he is fouled on the play, and Tyrone will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. The Dort College Basketball Christmas Classic. Sponsors for that include the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency, Subway, Northwest Bank, Holiday Inn Express, and Casey's Bakery. Like to thank those sponsors for making this weekend of basketball possible. Mark Baker with a rebound. He's in the ballgame as well for the defenders. Pass goes into the corner to Cooper. Cooper with the basketball out front. Brunsting. Brunsting left side. Baker. And we've got a foul called away from the ball. Bussard is fouled on the play by Colin Tyrone. And Colin Tyrone has just picked up his third personal foul. Voss gets it into the corner too. He gets it into Dort College's Chandler Brunsting. Brunsting with a three. He's averaging 2.8 points per ball game. And the defenders lead at 78-38. Down to the baseline is Wolf. Wolf with the ball. Wolf over to Abalos. Abalos back to Wolf. Wolf on the right wing. Wolf comes back out front. Shot on the way, no good by Ronnie Jackson. Rebound cleared by Cooper. Cooper over the basketball, doesn't have the numbers. All the way down to the corner, back over to Brunsting. Another three for Brunsting, good. Chandler Brunsting with 6 points, and the defenders lead at 81-38. 81-38, Dort College leading. A 43-point advantage for Dort College. Pass right side, Abalos. Abalos, step back three on the way, rainbow, good. Abalos with the three-point basket. We've got a timeout on the floor, charged to Oak Hills Christian. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout on the floor. Back with more right after this. ...81-41, Dort College in the driver's seat. 12-12 remaining. Danny Voss passes right side. Three on the way. No good by Baker. Rebound cleared by Aiden Guthrie. Aiden Guthrie into the front court. Passes over to Abalos. Abalos to Guthrie. Guthrie in the lane. Cut off by Bussard and now swiped by Voss. But a travel violation called before the takeaway by Voss. 11:50 and counting. Pass goes left side over to Broker. Sean Broker gives it up to Cooper. Cooper, right side. Voss. Voss to Cooper. Cooper. Cooper to Bussard. Bussard off of the glass. No good. Everything but the finish for Bussard. And here comes Oak Hills Christian. Colin Tyrone runs out of room. Stops. Picks up his dribble. And throws it away, but it's last touched by a Dort College player. It will be Oak Hills Christian basketball. Oak Hills Christian throwing it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. This is Abalos. Abalos tosses it in. Abalos to Tyrone. Tyrone with the basketball to Wolf. Wolf to Guthrie. Guthrie out front. Guthrie's pass taken away by Voss. Voss with it on the right side. He's going to drive in with the right hand. Lays it up. Good. Danny Voss with a two-point bucket, 83-41. Dort College leading by 42. Oak Hills Christian basketball. Pass goes to Wolf. Wolf gives it to Jackson. And a blocking foul called on Danny Voss. Danny Voss whistled for the block. So two free throws on the way for Oak Hills Christian. Chandler Brunsting, well, they're going to say no shot attempt there. ...83-41 our score. Backs over to Broker. Broker on the defense. Comes back left side over to Ron Jackson. Ron Jackson throws it off of Chandler Brunsting out of bounds. It will be Oak Hills Christian basketball in front of their bench area. A very vacant bench area. They've got only six players in uniform this evening. Out front with the basketball is Wolf. Wolf, nine to shoot, eight. Still has his dribble. Step back, 17-footer, hit it. Michael Wolf with 5 points. Defender lead is 83-43. That's Casemeyer. Casemeyer over the basket. Josh Casemeyer, 6'7 sophomore from Lenexa, Kansas. Makes it 85-43. 10 minutes remaining in the contest. Shot on the way by Wolf. Long three, and he hit it. Michael Wolf with a three-point basket. He has 8 points, all of them in the second half. And the defender lead is 85-46. Ross Cooper answering with a three of his own. He's got 4 points, and the Dort College lead is 88-66. Well, everybody's going to see substantial time here this evening. Driving in, shot, losing the handle on it. This is Ronnie Jackson. Jackson throws himself into Mark Baker. And Jackson will go to the free throw line. And he will shoot three, as they say he was lined up outside the three-point arc. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Mark Baker knocks down a three. Answering the three made free throws by Jackson, Dort College leading 91-49. Mark Baker with a three from the right corner as you face the hoop. Knocking down a three on the other end, that is Aiden Guthrie. Guthrie with 17. And the Dort College lead is 91-52. Ronnie Jackson shaking up on the play. Broker will check out of the ballgame. Bussard will check out. Will check in. So far, Dort College has 12 players who have scored. Pass goes into the corner. Comes over to Baker. Baker three, no good. Brunsting with a tap over to Casemeyer. Casemeyer throws it outside to Voss. Voss back over to Baker. 25 to shoot. Comes over to Brunsting. Brunsting three, good. Chandler Brunsting with three threes, all in the last 4 or 5 minutes. And the Dort College lead is 94-52. Abalos, three from the top of the key, is good. Duke Abalos, 8 points in the second half, 14 for the ballgame, 94-55, Dort College leading. Casemeyer in traffic, his shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Guthrie. So that's four fouls now on Guthrie. Free throw on the way for Casemeyer. Off the mark, no good. This is the first free throw shot by Casemeyer here in the 2016-17 basketball season. Another free throw on the way for Casemeyer. This one's up. Left it short, no good. 8-18 and counting. Oak Hills Christian basketball, Ronnie Jackson out front. Ronnie Jackson drives in. Beg your pardon, that's Wolf against Bussard, and we've got a foul on the play. Michael Wolf will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws. 8:05 remaining in regulation. Dort College with this one well in hand, up 94-55. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where values matter, member FDIC, by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 712-722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. Couple of the free throws made by Michael Wolf. 94-57 our score. Pass kicked away by Cooper. Oak Hills Christian inbounds to Tyrone. Tyrone working against Cooper. Shot no good in the lane. Rebound cleared by Broker, and Broker is fouled on the play. It's team foul number 6 on Oak Hills Christian. It's foul number 4 on Colin Tyrone. And we're getting into a position where Oak Hills Christian, they've got some significant foul trouble. They've got 2 players with 4 fouls each. And with only 6 players in uniform, you can do the math. Zach Bussard with a 2-point bucket underneath. 96-57 our score. Abalos with the basketball across half court. Pass goes left side to Wolf. Wolf, pass over the top, Tyrone. Tyrone looking for someone to pass to. Bussard collapses on him, comes back over to Wolf. Wolf drives in, ball's down on the floor. Bussard down after it. And the ball ends up out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Oak Hills Christian basketball. Dort College basketball. Oak Hills Christian. Pass goes left side. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound taken away by Broker. Broker with the basketball. Broker gets the return pass. Goes over to Cooper. Cooper, 3. Missed it. No good. Rebound fought for, and it's taken away by Oak Hills Christian. Oak Hills Christian with the basketball. Oak Hills Christian, left side. Comes back to Tyrone. Colin Tyrone. And we've got a charging foul called against Tyrone. And Colin Tyrone has just fouled out with 6:34 remaining. Well, it's been a while since I saw a game end with less than 5 players on a side on the floor for a team. Got to go back to a trip into California when a team from Canada was hit by the flu bug. And they ended up having to finish a game with 3 players on the floor, played a 1-2 zone. Right now, Oak Hills Christian down to their... They've got nobody on the bench that's eligible to come in. Case Meyer with a 2-point basket in the lane. He's got 4, and the defenders lead 98-57. 6:12 remaining. And Danny Voss gets called for a reach-in. 6:10 left to play in regulation. Dort College 98, Oak Hills Christian 57. Oak Hills Christian has 2 timeouts remaining. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Michael Wolf. Earlier in the ballgame, they had charged one to Dort College that actually was called by Oak Hills Christian. Second free throw is up and good for Wolf, so Wolf makes them both. It's 98-59. Underneath, shot no good by Case Meyer. Everything but the finish for Josh that time. Here comes Abalos. Abalos driving in. Floater. Right side shot. No good. Rebound taken away by Cooper. Cooper over the basketball. Cooper gives it up over to Voss. Voss into the front court. Voss to Broker. Broker looking for Cooper, and the ball's deflected out. Last touch by Oak Hills Christian. It'll be Dort College basketball. Oak Hills Christian on the defense. Trying to protect Aiden Guthrie. Underneath is Broker. Broker shot no good. Broker, layup, good. Sean Broker with a 2-point basket. And everybody in uniform has scored now for the defenders. 100-59 our score. 5:20 remaining. Oak Hills Christian with a basketball. Abalos looking for Ronnie Jackson. Instead, he's going to go baseline. Comes back right side. This is Michael Wolf. Wolf, fadeaway 3, no good. Rebound taken away by Voss. Danny into the front court. Danny Voss on the right wing. Passes back over to Baker. Baker, Cooper, Cooper, Voss. Voss, 3-pointer, top of the key. Missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Wolf. 4:55 remaining in regulation. Into the front court, Oak Hills Christian. Pass comes right side. Abalos guarded there by Cooper. He'll step back, cast up another long three, and Duke Avalos knocks it down. He's got 17, and the Dort College lead is 100-62. 4:39 left in regulation. Timeout on the floor. Charged Oak Hills Christian. Back with more in a moment. Back to action after the timeout by Oak Hills Christian. 100-62. The most intriguing storyline here right now is if Aiden Guthrie can stay away from picking up his fifth foul. Ross Cooper knocks down the three. He's got 7 points off of the bench, and the Dort College lead is 103-62. I'll give Oak Hills Christian credit, though. They've been knocking down some bombs. Avalos working against Broker. Comes back to Ronnie Jackson. Now Aiden Guthrie. Guthrie lost it. Swiped at by Casemeyer. Picked back up. Comes back over to Wolf. Wolf down to the baseline. And Wolf loses it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Bussard is in. Casemeyer is out. Good to see these guys get to play some meaningful minutes. Some substantial minutes, I should say. All minutes are meaningful. Pass goes into Bussard. Bussard with a basket. He's got four. 105-62. You get into the conference season, and it gets pretty tough to spread out minutes beyond your regular rotation of players. Down to the baseline is Ronnie Jackson. Pull-up shot no good. Rebound taken away by Baker. Baker with the basketball. Mark into the front court. Passes back over. Left side. Broker. Broker down to the baseline. Comes back over to Bussard. Bussard gives it up Danny Voss. Voss shot no good. Rebound, though, taken down by Broker. Broker, two-point basket. Good. He's got four. 107-62, Dort College leading by 45, 3 minutes remaining. The intrigue taken out of this one with a 31-2 run. Over the final 8 minutes and 18 seconds of the first half, and the defenders lead at 107-62. That turned an 8-point lead into a 30-plus point advantage. Ross Cooper slicing into the lane. His layup is good. Ross Cooper with 9 points. And the defender lead is 109-62. 2.5 minutes left to go. Left side is Wolf. He'll cast up a quick three. And Wolf knocks down the long three. 12 points for Wolf. The defender lead is 109-62. Shot no good by Broker. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Oak Hills Christian. Tapping it away was Joe Weeks. Unable to reel in the rebound. And Dort College, they give it up Danny Voss. Voss to Baker. Baker three, no good. Rebound Bussard. Bussard on the right side. Bussard back over to Voss. Voss jumper, free throw line, good. Danny Voss with 4 points, 111-62, Dort College leading. Beg your pardon, 102-65. Shot by Aiden Guthrie. Aiden Guthrie with a two-point basket. He's got 19, 111-67. Danny Voss rifles it into Bussard. Bussard unable to handle it. Little too much mustard on that one from Danny Voss. And the Dort College defenders will play the defense. Pass goes left side, Ronnie Jackson. Ronnie Jackson, three, no good. Long rebound, though. Jackson tracks it down. Comes back over to Avalos. Avalos, three, no good. Rebound Cooper. Ross with the basketball. Ross into the front court. Ross Cooper, pass cross court. Comes over to Baker. Baker underneath Bussard. Bussard unable to handle it. And back we go the other way is Avalos. Avalos driving down. Ball's tipped and right into the breadbasket of Danny Voss. He can't handle it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Dort College. It'll be Oak Hills Christian basketball. Shot on the way from Aiden Guthrie. Aiden Guthrie another two. He's got 21. 111-69. Dort College leading. Danny Voss into the front court, lobs it right side Cooper. Cooper to Bussard. Bussard off of the glass, good. Zach Bussard with 6 points. 113-69. Shot off the mark. Trying to save it in was Ronnie Jackson. 39.2 seconds remaining. Dort College will bring it into the front court. We'll see if they take a shot here. Danny Voss into the front court. Voss in between the circles. Pass comes back over to Cooper. Cooper back out front to Voss. Voss in between the circles, and I believe Dort College is simply going to allow the shot clock to expire and turn the ball back over to Oak Hills Christian. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Now 4, 3, 2, and the shot clock expires. It will be Oak Hills Christian basketball. Dort College will win this. Just a matter of what the final is, and it appears the final will be 113-269. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with the Wireless World post-game wrap in a moment. You're listening to KDCR88.5.com, and before we get to the numbers, we will check in with Coach Ross Dahma as he has made his way out of the locker room. And, Coach, it took a little while, it seemed, 5 or 6 minutes for your guys to get going tonight. But once they got going and started hitting open players, started knocking down shots, and all in all, probably a good way to get back to things after the Christmas break.
Yeah, it was, Mike. It did take a little bit. It's been about 3 weeks since we played a game, and there was some rust early on, but we did get out and run and did some good things tonight. Really liked how we shared the ball, moved the ball. Felt like our shot selection was really good. You know, obviously there could have been opportunities to get your own individual buckets and stuff tonight, but I really felt our guys did a good job of playing for each other.
Early in the ball game, Chad Barkema was able to get the get some passes to the perimeter. Most of his assists came on kickout passes to shooters in the perimeter, namely Alec Henriksen. I believe he had 4 threes in the first half. I think Barkema might have had all of those assists. That's an example of your players finding the open player.
For sure. It was good to see Chad make those plays, because those, anytime you go against a zone, your basketball IQ is tested a little bit, and Chad obviously demonstrated that tonight, that he's got some good things as far as that's concerned. He also rebounded the ball well, looked to score a little bit. You know, he's one of the young guys that got some good experience in the first half of the season. We need to see him and Marcus, Josh, Chandler, Zach make a pretty good leap here in the second part of the year. So it was good to see that from Chad. You mentioned Alec's name too. Obviously, he's healthy. I'm sure you addressed that throughout the broadcast. And he just gives us a good dimension of being able to knock down and stretch the defense a little bit.
You talk about those zone defenses, and I heard it best described once. I'm not sure if it was you or another coach who said, in man-to-man, the defense controls who you guard. Zone defense, when you're on offense, you can manipulate things. It sometimes takes a while for players to understand that, but really that's what it comes down to. The offense controls who's matched up where.
Absolutely, and we did some things with, you know, Chad and Josh and Taylor, some other guys as well, flashing into some open areas, and I thought, you know, we did a good job of making the right reads. Our turnovers are relatively low. A couple of them that we had were in transition, you know, pushing, and we can live with those. So it was good to see us get some work against the zone.
Not often that you get everyone that's in uniform into the scoring column. I made the mistake of saying everyone played important minutes. Well, every game is important minutes. I'd say substantial minutes is probably a better way to put it, and yep. It gets awfully hard to get everybody into ball games in the conference season when you're playing an 8 or 9 man rotation. It was just good to see a lot of these players get into the ball game and play substantial minutes.
It was, Mike. You know, I think our practice squad does a tremendous job for us. They take a lot of pride in pushing the guys who are typically in the rotation. There's good camaraderie and chemistry amongst our team, and I know the guys who get a lot of playing time really were happy for the guys who typically don't get as many minutes. It's good to see them have that opportunity. And, you know, this is a good group of guys. you spend a lot more time with them during Christmas break than you do during the school year, just simply because there's not many people here on campus, so we practice an extra time or two a day. And I think you really see that come to the forefront, and you really see that reveal itself on a week like we've had here.
Anybody who listened noticed there was a name noticeably absent. Anyone who looks at the box score tonight and tomorrow morning is going to see that there is a player noticeably absent. Two of them, actually, tonight. We'll address both of them. First is Leighton Sampson, not with the team tonight due to breaking team and school rules. And, yeah, you missed him tonight.
It's unfortunate, Mike. We did miss him. And Leighton's a guy that our teammates and coaches care deeply about, and vice versa. And we wish he were here tonight. But right now, there's some things that are being sorted out that we have to, you know, let the process kind of unfold. And it was tough coming back as a team and having Leighton be absent.
Dalton Franken tonight in the gym, not dressed. Woke up with some aches and pains the way it's on, and maybe a little swelling, and more of a precautionary measure tonight, him not suiting up the way it sounds.
Yeah, he's practiced this week, and he's practiced very well. He alluded to a little bit of swelling on one of his knees, and he's been icing it. Just really wanted to rest it, put some ice on it here tonight, and see how it responds.
Mayville State tomorrow, what do you see from Mayville State tonight when they play Northwestern?
Well, they play very hard. They play a lot of people. They rotate guys in on a regular basis. And so, yeah, the fact that they played tonight, the fact that they have such a deep rotation, it really doesn't affect them too much. So we know that we're going to face a very tough team tomorrow, a team that anytime, you know, we went to Michigan over Thanksgiving, you just want to split. And so they're going to be playing desperately for that split tomorrow afternoon. I do want to say, Oak Hills Christian, I want to thank them for coming to our Classic. They had some guys that couldn't make some of their flights in, so they were stuck with six guys. That's tough. That's tough sledding here. But they had some things with some of their players in other parts of the country who couldn't make it. But Oak Hills bailed us out, Mike. You know the situation. Perhaps we had another school set to come in late August. The school closed their doors, and we were stuck on August 24 with no team. And Oak Hills planned on taking an extended Christmas break. They said they would come and be a part of the Classic, so we were able to do this, and we really appreciate them making that effort, especially the fact that they were shorthanded and were still willing to come.
Coach, I will let you go. Thanks for coming down, and we will see you tomorrow.
Very good. Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dahma talking about tonight's contest between Dort College and Oak Hills Christian. Let's take a look then at the numbers. Oak Hills Christian, 26 of 59 from the floor, 44%, 9 of 25 from the three-point line, 36%, 8 for 10 on free throws, 80%. For the defenders, 43 of 79 from the floor, 54.4%, 18 of 39 on three-pointers, 46.2%, 9 of 16 on free throws, 56.3%. If there's one glaring portion of the box score that you would like to see a little bit better, that probably is it. 9 of 16 from the free throw line. We'll see if some of the rust comes off tomorrow. Dort College out rebounds Oak Hills Christian 51-23. Turnovers, Oak Hills Christian 19. Dort College had 14. Dort College with 16 points from Alec Henriksen tonight. 14 points by Marcus Winterfeld. 11 points from Chad Barkema. 10 for Andrew O'Donnell and Alex Terpstra, 9 for Chandler Brunsting, 3 for 4 from the three-point line, 5 points for Taylor Feenstra, 9 for Ross Cooper, 2 for 3 from the three-point line, 1 for 2 on free throws, and he also had a two-point field goal. 3 points for Mark Baker, 4 for Danny Voss, 8 for Josh Van Langen, 4 each for Sean Broker and Josh Kassmeyer, and Zach Bussard ended with 6 points. Rebounds, Andrew O'Donnell and Chad Barkema had 7 rebounds each, 6 for Taylor Feenstra, 4 each for Alec Henriksen and Marcus Winterfeld, 5 for Josh Van Langen, 4 for Sean Broker, 3 each for Ross Cooper, Mark Baker, and Danny Voss. Chad Barkema had 7 assists, 6 of them came in the first half, 4 assists for Danny Voss, 5 other players, O'Donnell, Henriksen, Winterfeld, Cooper, and Baker all had 2 assists. 3 steals for Barkema, 3 assists, 3 steals for Alex Terpstra. For Oak Hills Christian, 20 for Aiden Guthrie, 9 of 17 from the floor, 17 points for Duke Abalos. 7 of 15 from the floor. Aiden Guthrie with, Michael Wolf with 15 points. Ronnie Jackson had 13. Colin Tyrone ended with 4. It was Ironman basketball 4. Oak Hills Christian, as I indicated, 6 players in uniform tonight. Michael Wolf caught a 48-second breather. Duke Abalos, a minute 32 on the bench. Aiden Guthrie, about 3.5 minutes on the bench. And then Colin Tyrone, Joe Weeks, and Ronnie Jackson, 30, 27, and 27 minutes, respectively. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders victorious tonight in men's college basketball, 113-69. That's going to do it for our broadcast. Once again, a thank you to the classic sponsors, the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency, Subway, Northwest Bank, Holiday Inn Express, and Casey's Bakery for helping make this weekend of basketball possible. Back at it tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock here at the DeWitt Gym. It'll be Northwestern versus Viterbo in women's basketball, followed then by Dort College women playing at 1 o'clock against Friends. Northwestern men facing Oak Hills Christian tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. I beg your pardon, at 3 o'clock. And the Dort College men facing Mayville State tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.